Welcome to CMMB's Weekly Reflection, bringing you inspiration for living God's purpose.
In today's gospel, we're introduced to three parables: the parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed, and the parable of the yeast. With words of both caution and comfort, Jesus invites us to deepen our understanding of the kingdom of heaven. In the parable of the weeds, an enemy sowed bad seeds among a field of wheat. When the wheat sprouted, so did the weeds. Instead of pulling them out, the farmer directed his workers to wait until the full harvest had grown. Only then could they remove the weeds without harming the wheat. This parable offers a lesson of caution. Jesus warns that though we may see the beginning of heaven on earth, the kingdom's fruition comes only at the final judgment. The final two parables offer lessons of comfort. A sower who plants a single mustard seed yields the largest of gardens. A baker who folds the smallest amount of yeast into a great mixture of dough makes a fully risen loaf of bread. Jesus teaches us that even with the smallest of beginnings, great things can form, and from its small beginnings, he will bring his kingdom to full glory. Through these lessons, Jesus asks that we grow in our faith. In doing so, we live with patience and trust in the hands of God. When volunteers travel to the field, they travel knowing that the experience will confront them with hardship, loss, and the reality that they can only do so much. But still, they embark on this selfless journey, prepared knowing what little they may be able to change. What they cannot do themselves, they plant as seeds and trust in God to help them flourish. Sarah Rubino is a nurse midwife who experienced this firsthand. In the words below, she summarizes the challenges of serving while being a mother in South Sudan, and the peace of mind she finds knowing that God is never far. If you find her words inspiring, we encourage you to read her full reflection on our blog. As a mother living and working in South Sudan, I feel the responsibility of taking care of my son, myself, newborns, pregnant and laboring mothers, as well as strengthening the capacity of Nazara's nurses and doctors. I am not enough to do it all, and I don't know how far my small contributions can reach. Like the crushed woman carrying her child to the hospital, like the widow bringing her mite to the temple, we offer the little we have and trust in God's expansiveness.